The World Health Organization recently renamed burnout as a problem for the workplace. Before this, burnout was thought to be more of a time management issue. While some may still believe this to be true, there are plenty of things we can do to make our lives much less stressful. The Wire's Campbell Johnson found out more.
Experts have identified a number of factors that cause workplace burnout, but identifying the right one can still be tough. Dr. Susan Michie, Royal Free and University College Medical School, released a report in 2002 that broke down the potential causes of workplace stress and burnout. It concluded that causes of stress in the workplace could be broken down into five separate boxes. Causes intrinsic to the job, such as work overload and time pressures, your role in the organization, career development, relationships at work, and organizational structure and climate. She also found that there were individual characteristics that played a part in burnout, these being level of anxiety, level of neuroticism, tolerance for ambiguity, and other life problems such as family issues. So this is not a new issue. A recent Gallup study of nearly 7,500 full-time employees found that 23% reported feeling burnt out at work very often or always. Dr. Michael Leiter, Professor of Industrial and Organizational Psychology at the University of Deakin, says burnout can be caused by a mismatch in the workplace.
The fundamental thing is a mismatch between people, what they're looking for, what they're really motivated for, what they're aspiring to in their work, a mismatch between the person and the workplace and what it has to offer, what it actually supports. People are looking for something from work that goes to fairly basic qualities of what it means to be a person and what it means to accomplish something. And some workplaces provide that pretty well, and some miss the point.
He also discusses how both the employee and the employer need to meet in the middle with regards to workload and lifestyle to prevent burnout.
Well, the fundamental thing is shaping your work life. There's a lot of talk about getting more resilient. And it's sort of an idea, well, if you were really tough, you could put up with really badly put together workplaces. But that doesn't, to me, that doesn't seem like a very satisfying solution. You know, I think there's a lot more to be said for being able to shape your job, craft your job so that it does fit how you really want to be working. And if your job is completely at odds with what you want to be doing with your life, it's the time to think about that. What are you doing? It's the only life you've got.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And what could an organization, a business, do to assist their employees?
Well, the main thing I think that when it's an issue of fit, you got people who have a variety of aspirations, motivations, skills, things, values that they want to realize through their work. The more that an organization can be flexible, can really listen to people and see, well, what is it that really motivates this person? And then be responsive, be able to adjust things a bit, and be able to accommodate a variety of people with different agendas going on. And to the extent that they're really rigid and everybody's got to follow exactly the same rules all the time, the less you're going to be able to accommodate a workforce that's diverse in terms of their values and their ideas, their hopes and aspirations. So the main thing is to loosen up a bit. But also individuals, they need to be able to meet the needs of the organization. So they also can't say, well, I'm only going to work in this one little narrow way. They're going to say, can we find a fit here? Can I adjust a bit? Can the workplace adjust a bit? Can we find a meeting point that actually is quite functional for both of us? That's really what's going to deal with this burnout thing.
Gabriella Tavella, PhD candidate from the University of New South Wales and researcher from the Black Dog Institute, overseen by founder of the Black Dog Institute, Dr. Gordon Parker, describes the professions with the highest vulnerability rate of burnout, why that is, and that it also has a lot to do with personal values.
People that stay in a caring profession who position themselves as always needed, so like, say, a doctor who feels as though they can't have any time for themselves. They need to book in all these patients because they're worried what will happen to the patients if they can't see them. They're vulnerable to experiencing burnout. So in that way, it's kind of a structural thing, but it's also a personal thing of how you position yourself and what your values are.
With burnout, workplace stress and workplace dissatisfaction on the rise, it's important to keep in mind personal values. Negotiating with employers and employees over work-related issues is one of the most important tools in keeping people happy in the workplace and preventing burnout.
And that story was by Campbell Johnson.